Proverbs 8, verse 1 through 5, these are God's words. Does not wisdom cry out, and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill, beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates, at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant words. One of the things that we need to be corrected about almost immediately, if we are going to be wise, is the reason wisdom is so difficult. Wisdom is not difficult because God has not made it obvious. Wisdom is not difficult because God has not given even his word to men, in addition to making the truth about himself obvious in his world, he has mercifully, generously given his word. Wisdom is difficult because we are fools. And so this is communicated first in the loudness, prominence, publicity with which wisdom is personified in the first three verses. Wisdom cries out. Wisdom lifts up her voice. It's not like soft and difficult to hear. It's difficult to miss. We're just very good at missing it. She takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the paths meet. So the easiest place to see on the top of the high hill, everyone all around can see, and the place where everyone goes at the main intersection. She cries out by the gates at the entrance of the city, at the entrance of the doors. So here, obviously, is the another location. There are people who do stupid things with Scripture, like say, oh, well, is wisdom crying out here or wisdom crying out there? Aha, self-contradiction. Now, they don't do that particularly with this verse, but they do similar things in other places where the Lord is communicating the same thing in two different ways. But here, the similarities between the top of the high hill, on the one hand, the way where the paths meet at the main intersection, on the second hand, and then on the third hand, at the gates, the doors of the city, it all makes the same point. God has made truth and wisdom obvious. And so there's the question. If it's so obvious, why do we find it so hard? And the answer is because we are sons of Adam, because we are simple ones, because we are fools. And so wisdom addresses those who have the difficulty in themselves. This is why the wisdom of men is foolish, because those things that the Spirit of God gives are really only discerned by those who are helped by the Spirit of God. And so we need to see ourselves as, if we are in ourselves, being simple fools, ignorant fools. And we need to see ourselves in need of, at the end of verse 5, an understanding heart. You don't get an understanding heart initially by achieving learning. You have to be given an understanding heart by grace so that you are able to learn in the first place. So here we have the generosity and clarity of God and the foolishness, inability, dependence upon grace, necessity of grace for man. Amen. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would give us humility before you. Give us a proper thankfulness and acknowledgement of how clearly you have spoken. Forgive us for when we think or even speak as if you have made things mysterious and cloudy and cloudy and obscure, when, O Lord, the reality is that we are simple and we are fools, that we are fallen, that we lack understanding hearts. And so we praise you and we repent of how we have thought about your revelation, both in the world and in your word. And we ask for the help of your Spirit that we might have understanding hearts within us in order to perceive that which you teach in general and special revelation. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.